Wyatt Burke, Allen the Chief, media strategist for GuestMatch.com and Allen Media Strategies here in Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us for a free call today. We promise to leave lots of room for your questions, so be sure to jot them down as they come to your mind. Today's call is all about how to generate free media exposure to drive your business and to increase your credibility. And that's what our company does. We help place guests in national and local media all over the country, all over the world. As a matter of fact, just before this call, we placed one of our clients on the Today Show, but not the Today Show from New York, the Today Show in Sydney, Australia. And our clients have been on major media outlets, including CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, CNBC, the Howard Stern Show, in print outlets, including the Wall Street Journal. Last week we had someone in the Journal, in the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, and hundreds of other top TV, radio, print, and online outlets. Today we want to tell you how we do that, so you can do it absolutely free or at the maximum for a very, very low cost. And my friend Brian Kaplowitz is joining me on the call today. Brian is the CEO of SpeakerMatch and is also our partner with GuestMatch. And if you're not familiar with GuestMatch, we'll walk you through that program as well. But for those of you who are GuestMatch members, we want to give you the opportunity to maximize your GuestMatch membership. So lots of content to get to in the call today. We also want to spend some time telling you how to pitch national TV shows and how to get on radio shows. And by the way, in radio, you can do that without ever leaving your home. And also, I want to give you some ways to monetize this free media exposure, so that you can make money and begin those customer relationships by being on TV and on the radio. And let's get started with the GuestMatch piece. GuestMatch.com is a new service that we launched in conjunction with SpeakerMatch several months back. And GuestMatch was designed to be the fastest, easiest way for media outlets to find current topical guests for their show. So what we do is we market the GuestMatch service to over 150,000 media contacts, primarily in the U.S. and Canada, but as we said, we also have international contacts as well. And the way we market to them is through our exclusive database of media contacts and through our extensive relationships within the media. So we let these folks know about the GuestMatch service and that it's a great source for them to go and find interview guests for their radio talk shows or for their TV chat shows, also for op-ed articles in the newspaper or opinion pieces in online sources. And so we get to the folks at SiriusXM Radio, USA Today, at Fox News, and all the other media outlets to let them know about GuestMatch. And we occasionally will also send out notices highlighting specific GuestMatch members. And the great thing about GuestMatch, as opposed to utilizing a full-service PR firm, is it's a service that allows you to constantly update your media information and your media pitches so that you can relate as topically as possible. And that exponentially increases your opportunity to achieve this free media exposure. For example, I'm looking at the homepage right now for GuestMatch.com, and one of the GuestMatch members has done a media pitch about facing the holidays as a single person. And her name is Carol Rudy Fleet, and she specializes in dealing with loss. And during the holidays, you know, many media interviews will focus in on some sort of holiday topic. And that's one of the keys to achieving free media exposure. It's not to entice the media to talk about what you want to talk about. It's to bring the media topics that they're going to cover already and give them your unique spin, and that will increase your chances of being interviewed in the media. So as we talk about GuestMatch.com, and by the way, it's only $1 to sign up for our beta test membership, we'll tell you not only, you know, what the content should look like, but also technically how to utilize the site to maximize your exposure. So if you happen to be in front of a computer now, if you can go to GuestMatch.com, that's GuestMatch, GuestMatch.com. All right, and assuming that you are there looking at GuestMatch.com, you'll see that it's in the beta pre-launch mode. GuestMatch is designed to put interesting guests and experts on the radio, on TV, in print, and online. So remember, the focus of this website is to target the media, to get the media interested in interviewing you so that you can monetize all that free media exposure. And you may think, gosh, it's really hard to get media exposure. Well, some media exposure is harder to get than others, but the sheer numbers, there are over 12,000 radio stations in the United States alone. Added several thousand television stations, several thousand more newspapers and magazines, and hundreds of thousands of websites that have appreciable traffic. And there's some place for everyone. So there really are opportunities for you to get out there. And will every interview be on CNN or Fox News or Oprah? Absolutely not. And you can still achieve fantastic results with targeted media hits and targeted media interviews. And I'll give you an example right now. We're working with a client who is very popular in the Greek community. And so our first media pitch for him will be to specific Greek media outlets. And you think, gosh, how many of those can there be? Well, we did a quick search, and in our very first search, we found over 50 Greek media outlets in the United States alone. The Orthodox Observer, the Greek American Herald, the Greek Circle. Now, will there be millions of readers or viewers or listeners to these Greek media outlets? No, but because this particular client of ours targets the Greek community so well, by being interviewed by these Greek media outlets, those are very qualified readers and viewers and listeners that will be much more inclined to want to do business with this individual. So it makes an awful lot of sense as you look for media to hone in and target specific outlets. And with Guest Match, you'll have an opportunity to be in front of all of these media folks and hit each and every one of them. So on the Guest Match homepage, you'll see in the upper right-hand corner boxes for media outlets to search for particular guests or specific topics. There's a program search and also a guest search. You'll also see on the navigation bar, and the website was set up very, very simply, program ideas. This is for the producer of a media program who's just looking for specific ideas that they might be able to go after. And they're looking for thought starters there. And there's several different opportunities there from our clients, including linking the picture to the behavior and not just a three-hour tour. The wife of Gilligan star, Bob Denver, is listed there. There's also a button in the nav bar to browse individual guests, and should the media outlet click on there, they'll see a photo of individual guests. One of them, by the way, is one of the stars of the ABC reality TV show The Bachelorette, who was a contestant there and also was the winner of the reality show Bachelor Pad. So clearly that'll be more of a show-busy type interview. Randy Speck is listed there, and Randy talks about education, and there's Dream of Denver once again. There's also a box for the media outlets to search right there under Browse Guests. If they're looking for a specific guest, you know, they can search by name or location or keywords. There's also some information about who we are as Guest Match and also contact information. You know, many online outlets make it really difficult for you to ever talk to a real live human being. Well, at Guest Match, we pride ourselves as being real people who are accessible to you. If you have questions, if you need help with your Guest Match profile, you can reach us. The telephone number, toll-free telephone number, is right there. It rings directly into my office here in Washington, D.C., for our specialists to help you with content. And our Guest Match office in Texas can help you with the technical aspects, how to get your photos uploaded, how to maximize your membership from a technical standpoint. So we want to make it easy for you to succeed with Guest Match. And I think at this point it would be great to bring Brian Kaplowitz into the equation. Brian actually designed the technical interface for Guest Match. And Brian, if you would, help us to talk about specifically from step one, if one of our listeners is interested in joining Guest Match and taking advantage of that $1 test offer, how can they technically get their information up on the site?
Well, hello, everybody. I am here. First of all, it's really easy to get set up with the Guest Match. All they need to do is go to the bottom of any page and click on Become a Guest. It's at the very bottom left corner, Become a Guest. I think that most of the people that are on the call today are probably already familiar with Guest Match. They got the invitation. A lot of them did, at least through the Guest Match listserv that we have. And obviously the topic of today's call is getting free media exposure. So Guest Match is a great way to make sure that your information is available to the press. And this whole thing is very new to me. I think that since I've been in business, we've been around for about 10 years at Speaker Match, but since I've been in business, I've certainly heard about PR and promoting yourself and putting out press releases and things like that. There's nothing new about that. What is new is how easy it is to get free media exposure, and it seems like it's getting easier and easier all the time as more and more services come to the internet, as more and more of the producers and journalists and writers are coming to search on the internet. It's making it easier for people to be found and to put the kind of information out there that makes sense, to update their information, and certainly to add multimedia elements that we just didn't have the bandwidth for handling before. You know, it was so much more expensive to produce a video and put it online. Even as little as, oh my gosh, probably, well, it's probably been about 4 or 5 years now. But 4 or 5 years ago, people needed to make a DVD, and that was quite a process they had to go through. They had to have some technical assistance for that, and then putting that DVD clip onto the web was another expensive process. They had to take it somewhere or ship it somewhere and have somebody encode it for putting it on the web, and finding a host for the clip was not so easy. Everything's changed so much in the past few years, and all of that kind of comes back to the message for today, the generating free media exposure. So when we're talking about all this, I think Burke is talking a lot about Guest Match because it's so easy to put some of these different things in front of the media in one central location with Guest Match. But even if you're not a Guest Match member, there's certainly a lot for you to learn on this teleseminar today. And Burke, I think that maybe we can get right into some of the ways that people can begin to build this free exposure and maybe talk a little bit about what's going on in today's world of PR.
Well, you bet, and thanks, Brian. It's and you're right. One of the reasons we mentioned Guest Match is to give you a point of reference. If you're listening in and you've never worked with a PR firm or a public relations agency, it can be quite costly, and the results can be magnificent. You know, some PR firms' monthly retainer fees are in the $5,000 to $10,000 a month range, and you think, wow, that's just too steep, and I can't get there. And having said that, if you know, you have one hit on the Today Show and you're able to monetize that, then it's a phenomenal investment. Well, there are services like Guest Match that are out there now that are changing the landscape for PR immensely, because you can do it yourself and do it for just a fraction of that cost. You know, with Guest Match, we talked about a $1 beta test for the first 30 days. The entire annual membership there, and this is once a year, is $299. So in essence, $300 for the entire year, and you're able to, if you have the time and the energy to do it, to market yourself to the media for just a fraction of those dollars. And there are lots of free ways to get the media too. On Guest Match, we allow you to put up lots of different information about yourself, and these are all things you can do on your website as well, and you should. You should have things like, I'm looking at a Guest Match profile right now for a gentleman named Rick Robinson. He has a bio. He has a photo that's easy to download for the media. There's a link to his website with more information. He also has several different program ideas up. You know, the media doesn't want to necessarily always talk to you about what you want to talk about. They want to talk about what their viewers, their listeners, or readers are interested in. So having a mechanism in place to make it easy for you to list different topics that are topical and program ideas is very important. Rick also has some photos up, and these aren't just vanity photos. He has photos of several of his book jackets there. There are also photos of Rick being interviewed in the media. Now, why is that important? Well, those photos of Rick being interviewed by these media outlets gives a level of credibility and a level of comfort to media folks who may land there and say, oh, he's been interviewed. There's a picture here of Rick being interviewed on WLW in Cincinnati. That's a huge Midwest radio station. So other radio stations will feel comfortable, and TV stations and newspapers as well, in interviewing Rick because he's already passed the WLW test. He's already gotten that credibility. There are also several videos up of Rick. Now, why are those important? Well, if you're a speaker and you're listening to the call, of course you know that some video of you that's well done as a speaker can help drive your speaking business. Works just as well in the television world. If you have some video of yourself being interviewed on TV, then there's that credibility factor. They feel more comfortable in interviewing you on a local TV show if you've done a national TV show. The national outlets will look at local TV clips and make sure that you carry yourself well enough to get on the air. So being able to post these things online, your bio, your sample questions, your topics and program ideas, photos and videos, all go a long way towards helping you to be able to pitch these TV shows, radio shows, print outlets, and online outlets. So I would encourage you, whether you use Guest Match or whether you do all this on your own website, make sure you have an online media kit available. And little things make all the difference in the world there. Things like checking your spelling and checking your grammar. The media wants to make sure that they have on someone who's reasonably credible there. If it's a good media outlet, they're going to check a couple of sources. So provide other sources for them to go and make sure that what you have to say is relevant. It makes an awful lot of sense. Let's talk about national television shows for just a minute and how to pitch these national TV shows and interview shows. It's easier than you think if you can find the right contact information. And for example, one of the hot TV shows right now is The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And that's a great outlet because, four nights a week, Jon will talk to an author. And there are not a lot of opportunities for authors and speakers to get media. And if you say, gosh, I'm a speaker, I'm not necessarily an author, well, it can go hand in hand when there are outlets like Jon Stewart's show, The Daily Show, or Charlie Rose, where they really want an author. Well, you can be a speaker and you can write a book as an adjunct, just as a credibility builder to help you get on the air. Well, at Comedy Central, they have segment producers who are looking for guests for Jon. And they're going to be, topical guests that are interesting, that are across the board. And by the way, I just picked that show because it's sort of a hot show right now, and they just did this huge media event here in Washington, D.C. So this information works just as well for most other national shows and local shows as well. So the key is to go online, and the Internet makes it much easier to find who their talent relations directors are, who their segment producers are for The Daily Show. And all that information, believe it or not, is available online. It's easy to find these days. So you look for email addresses. And one of the producers with The Daily Show in particular gave us an interesting insight. And that insight is that they're looking not just for a guest. They're looking for, what the guest can do. Because along with in The Daily Show, along with the sit-down interview piece, they also will do packages, which are pre-produced pieces, and you can get exposure there if you can, pitch something that's interesting for them to do. Now, how do you pitch the producer there? And by the way, you're looking for the executive producer. That's who you want to go to. You can email or fax your ideas to them. And you can find email addresses and fax numbers for them online. I'll pass along right now an email address for The Daily Show. It is thedailyshow@comedycentral.com. That's thedailyshow@comedycentral.com. There's an executive producer and a producer there. And the executive producer really looks for pitch ideas, and the producer is the best contact for their guests. And she, Hillary, who produces that show, prefers pitches, in the mail. Many other producers these days. As a matter of fact, I would hazard a guess as to say most producers we deal with prefer email pitches. So if you can round up the email address for someone you want to pitch, in the subject line, be sure to very succinctly tell them why you would be a great guest for that show. You know, boil it down. You've heard of the elevator pitch. Well, that subject line pitch is a microcosm of the elevator pitch. Can you tell them why they should open that email? And then, you know, don't overjudge things. The Daily Show is sort of this mock news show if you've never seen it before, but they have all sorts of guests on there. You know, you may have Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter and John McCain on, but you'll also have John Mellencamp and, you know, an author of a thriller. You know, John Grisham has done that show. John Danforth is an author. Then they'll have the president of Pakistan, or they'll have an actress on, or an actor from a hot movie. So one of the things that lots of professional PR firms and PR people will mistakenly do is second guess themselves and think, oh, I could never get on that show. Don't be so sure. Don't second guess it too much, because there could be a real opportunity there. So the subject line of that email is very important in terms of enticing them with the great idea of what you can do. My wife was a guest on The Daily Show a couple of years ago, and they did a segment around her work in the 2008 election campaign, and it all came down to a clever subject line in the email that enticed them to want to have her on as a guest. So that's a little highlight on how to go after these national TV shows, whether it be The Daily Show or here's an example. You know, if you are a cookbook author, any of the you know, the cooking shows, Barbecue with Bobby Flay, it's the same basic information. You know, that show airs on the Food Network. It's produced independently. You want to look for, you know, their email address, and it's available at foodtv.com. So you start with the website for the network or the TV show, poke around in there and look for individual email addresses for segment producers or for the bookers of the show. If you start locally, it's always easier to get those local interviews on local media outlets, and many times there, the assignment editor and the reporter will actually make the decision on who to talk to. So you want to go after those individual outlets as well. You know, here's an example of shows I looked through my database called Your Morning. It's in Delaware, and you know, it's on CN8.tv. They have an executive producer who loves to be pitched love stories, and he did a segment on Bold is Beautiful recently, and you know, holiday, what to wear for the holidays, to the holiday parties. So, and there we come back to the topic being relevant. Remember the business networks, Fox Business, CNBC, and you think, gosh, I'm not a Wall Street person, I have no place there. Well, in today's economic recession, many people get onto those networks to talk about the spirit of entrepreneurism and how they're able to overcome this economic downturn. So don't second guess yourself there. That's a little bit of information on how to pitch national and local TV shows. Now,
Mark, one of the questions that people ask a lot is, what exactly is the right way to put a pitch together? What is the what do they send? Do they send an email? Do they send a package in the mail? And what kind of messaging should they be thinking about?
Well, and that's a great question. And Brian, I want to let you know we want to leave plenty of time for questions. So if you have them, Brian, how can folks get questions to you? What's the best way if they want to ask a question or have you ask a question for them?
We actually have this hosted through the Speaker Match website. So if you go to speakermatch.com/radio, you can submit a question online. We have a lot of people that are listening in on our webcast right now. But if you're on the telephone or if you have Skyped in, we have that new option now, you can dial *2 on your telephone keypad or on the Skype keypad, and that will raise your virtual hand so that we can bring you into the call and you can ask your question live.
Excellent. Well, the question that Brian asked first there is how to pitch. And it's really broken down individually amongst the media outlets. A great question. There's no easy answer, but I can give you some specific guidelines. as I mentioned earlier in the call, the majority of the producers that we work with and the majority of the success we have is done, you know, online. It's done, you know, via email, where we send an outbound email pitch with a fantastic subject line that will entice a media outlet to get back to us. There are also some producers that love to be contacted via telephone. They're old school. They want to hear from you and hear the enthusiasm in your voice. And again, phone numbers and email addresses are so much easier to find now that the whole world is online. There are other producers that will comb the internet, just like we all do. They'll do Google searches for topics that they're looking for, and that's why your web presence needs to be so fantastic, and you need to optimize your website with good search engine optimization. I have a producer friend at Fox News here in Washington, D.C., who scans the op-ed pages online to look for specific topic ideas. And services like Guest Match, producers love, because it's their opportunity to do a lot of one-stop shopping. You know, they may have three or four different segments that they want to fill. They can look for different guest ideas there. We just yesterday, Brian, had a radio show producer in Honolulu, Hawaii, who was on Guest Match and contacted us about booking five different Guest Match members for five completely different segments. The trick there, because he's in Honolulu, all of our Guest Match members want to go there and do those which doesn't work out. But, you know, there's an example here, Brian, of a show that you may not even be aware of unless you're a really early riser. There is the Today Show on NBC that airs from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. There's also a show called Early Today that airs on most NBC affiliates from 4:30 to 5 a.m. Now, in major metropolitan areas, like here in Washington, D.C., and in Los Angeles and New York, where there's a big commute time, that show has phenomenal viewership, and because it is so early, the staff works at really odd hours. It's really difficult to talk with anybody connected with the show during daytime hours, so they prefer an email. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, there's a national radio show. I was just in studio with a Guest Match member last week called the Jim Bohannon Show here in Washington, D.C. Jim is on from 10 p.m. till 1 a.m., so it's tough to get to Jim, live and in person. He has a producer that works during the day and books all the guests, so you want to contact Jim's producer, Greg Johnson. So the pitching mechanism, generally speaking, email is best because these producers can access it when they can. There are still some exceptions where folks want contact by phone, and in rare cases, they'll ask for something to come in the mail. Let's talk about radio shows. We touched on TV. Radio is a little bit different in that there are many, many more outlets. There's more of an opportunity for you to do longer interviews, and radio has very tightly segmented target audiences. Now, the best part about doing radio interviews is 95% of those interviews are done on the telephone, so you can do them without having to travel. You don't have to go to New York or Los Angeles or Washington to go on TV. You don't have to worry about your hair. If you're a guy, you don't have to shave. You can make it sound like you've got a tux on and that you look really good. And with radio hosts, many times in today's media climate, radio folks produce their own shows, and that's especially true in medium and smaller markets. And you think, gosh, you know, I don't want to be on in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Well, the fact of the matter is you can really do well for yourself and your business by doing those smaller market radio interviews, because in many of those smaller cities, there's a very limited number of media outlets. Perhaps there's only a weekly newspaper and maybe only one radio station. And if there's only one radio station in that market, guess what? Nearly 100% of the folks listening to the radio will listen to that one station. So you may have a larger aggregate number of listeners than if you were on the number 57 station in San Francisco. And how do you pitch these radio folks? Well, the same rules apply as TV. You want to have a subject line that is really, really enticing, that makes them want to have you on the air. And remember what I mentioned about the the targeting of those audiences. Some talk show hosts are very conservative politically. Some are very liberal politically. Some are not political at all. They're what are called passionate moderates. And so they'll have folks on from both ends of the political spectrum. There are weekend radio shows in most markets that are very target specific in terms of content. There are, you know, weekend gardening shows on the radio. There are cooking shows. There are automotive shows that air on the weekend. And, of course, there are sports-targeted shows and music-targeted shows and even love shows like Delilah. So know the radio show that you're pitching to make sure that your pitch is relevant to their target audience. And then go for it. Get in touch with the show host. And if there's a show producer, go after the show producer as well. One of the big mistakes, Brian, that lots of folks make with our guest match members, as a matter of fact, is being very, very accessible to each of these media outlets. We were contacted on Monday by a top media outlet. It's the number one news talk radio show in Birmingham, Alabama, which, by the way, is the largest metropolitan area in Alabama. It's a big AM and FM radio news talk show. And they were interested in one of our guest match members. They weren't able to get to that guest match member on the telephone or via email easily. They didn't get a quick return call, so they contacted us. We made an attempt to contact this guest match member, and it was 48 hours before we heard back from that individual. So they may very well have lost that interview opportunity. Make yourself accessible. If you list a phone number on your website or an email address, make sure that you check that number and that email address on a very regular basis. One of the ways to exponentially increase the number of interviews that our members get and that you can get if you're looking for free media exposure is be available as a last-minute fill-in guest. You know, if Tom Cruise bails out on somebody, they need a plan B. You should be that plan B when it comes to doing these radio, TV, and print interviews. And let's take a break now, Brian, and I know you said there are lots of folks listening in. Do you have any questions that we can answer? And then after that, we'll get into some ways to monetize this media exposure.
Yeah, we have a few questions that have come in. Okay, let's see. Bob from Cleveland says that you mentioned Hillary for The Daily Show. How do you spell her name? How do you spell Hillary, and how do you spell her last name?
Okay. Well, I can absolutely get that for you. It is Hillary with one L. And let me just get back to that. And I can tell you, by the way, that Hillary is one of the producers there, but with top TV talk shows, national shows like The Daily Show, there are lots of producers there, lots of segment producers. So Hillary is one of many folks that you can get to there. And you can find lots of these folks online. One of the neat things that we like to do, Brian, in our shop is do a search for example, The Daily Show, and type in the words segment producer and see what comes back. And you'll be amazed at the information that's online. One of the other things, Bob, that I would mention to you, is that, the media is an incredibly fluid industry. People come and go from TV station to TV station, radio station to radio station at an alarming rate. If you try to reach out to Hillary, for example, you know, she may be there today, and tomorrow she may have been transferred to work on another Comedy Central show. Don't get discouraged if she's gone. And by the way, Hillary's last name is Kuhn, and that's K-U-N. The executive producer there is David Javerbaum, J-A-V-E-R. B-A-U-M, at The Daily Show. All right, what other questions do we have?
The second part of his question is that you said she prefers regular postal mail to email. Where would he find the address?
The Daily Show happens to be in New York City, and I can give you that address now. They're at 604 West 52nd Street in New York, and the zip is 10019. All of those addresses are available online on either the website for the show or with just a few, Google searches, you can get to an address for pretty much any TV or radio show. And here's why. These guys aren't hiding. They need content on a regular basis. Now, they get lots of pitches and lots of solicitations, but they're looking for that unique thing that will help drive their ratings. And let's spend just 30 seconds on that. The reason that TV stations, radio stations, print outlets, and websites are looking for great guests is to help them drive revenue. And the way they drive revenue is to increase the number of viewers or listeners, or if you're a newspaper or magazine or online outlet, or readers. The more eyeballs that are there, the more they can charge for their advertising revenue. So they're looking for people that will entice viewers and listeners and readers to spend more time with that outlet. Always keep that in mind. It's always revenue driven in any case. It's not an ideological thing. Even for the political talk shows, it's all about finding ways to increase their market share. Any other questions?
Yes, and while I am going through some of the questions that have been submitted online, again, if you dial *2 on your telephone keypad, that will, again, raise your virtual hand, and we'd love to bring you into the call live. I have a question from Kim in Portland. She says that she is transitioning from a full-time job, and she wants to know where she should focus her efforts.
Hey, Kim, and is that Portland, Oregon, or Portland, Maine, or do we know?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Great. That's a great radio and TV market, and we place lots of guests on in Portland. I'll tell you that, by the way, Bob Miller in Portland is one of our media contacts. He's a big, longtime host there. Kim, in terms of focusing in on your efforts, and I think this would be a good place for us to get into how to monetize this media exposure, there are quite often direct results from doing these media interviews, but it's not always the case. We have a client who did an interview on a show called Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. It's a late-night radio syndicated talk show, Brian, that's on all over the country, and they do lots of sort of extraterrestrial mysteries, conspiracy theories, you know, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, UFO kind of stuff. He had written a book, this client of ours had written a book about a real-life experience he had, a paranormal experience as a child, and he did this one interview, and in that one night sold, I think it was 78 copies of the book after just that one interview. And, the, you know, so the orders immediately flew in. We work with another client, this lucky guy, who says he's not lucky. He says he has a method, has hit the lottery grand prize 7 times. So every time that guy does an interview, there are...
7 times?
7 times, yep. And he, of course, wrote a book about it. He wrote a book about his winning lottery method. And you know, he got a website. Well, you know, he says he has a method, and so, of course, he registered winninglotterymethod.com, and he sells his book with his method on that website.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I hate him. you know, when he does interviews, quite often, you know, people immediately say, gosh, I want to go buy that book. I want to figure out what his method is and take a shot with it. There are other folks, though, Kim, who do these interviews, and there's a bit of a longer sales process. So I think the first thing I would do as you transition out of having that steady paycheck is make sure that your web presence makes it easy for potential customers or clients or members of the media to get in touch with you. Make sure that your contact information is prominently displayed and that you have some sort of email opt-in box on your homepage that allows people to get in touch with you, and you can begin that conversation. And for our listeners who aren't familiar with that, that's an opt-in where someone visits Kim's website, and she has an attractive free offer for them that if you'll share my name, your name and your email address, then Kim will send you something for free, and that begins the business conversation with them. For example, if you visit AllenMediaStrategies.com, there's an opportunity there for you to receive a free radio interview. Well, gosh, you know, most people are really interested in that, who are interested in media exposure, and so they just have to share their name and email address with us, and we set that up. Kim, you should do something similar. Depending on what your field is, offer a free newsletter, a free white paper, a free consultation, and that begins the business conversation with that individual, and sometimes it may take a month or 6 months or a year for people to get to know you and know what you're all about, but eventually there'll be an opportunity for you to do business with them. So I would make sure that your contact information and your email opt-in box are ready to go. Any other questions, Brian?
Yeah, we have a couple.
Okay.
Christopher from Palm Beach Gardens in Florida is having a hard time booking his talk. And what he talks about is how to travel and vacation in luxury for 10 cents on the dollar. But his problem is that nobody believes him. They think that it's a sales pitch or a scam. And he says that he's been doing this himself for the last 10 years, but he's having trouble pitching this topic. Can you help him out?
Christopher, I think it's a great topic. And you're right. It's one of those that it's almost too good to be true. But sometimes in those cases,
like a seven-time lottery winner.
Yeah, sometimes in those cases, people will love it. So, you know, I would make sure that you have a great subject line in your pitch. And I'm not sure, Brian, if Christopher was talking about having a tough time getting speaking engagements or media exposure there.
This is media exposure because he's, well, yeah, he's responding directly on the board for how to get free publicity and media exposure.
Okay.
So I'm
great.
Pretty
then,
sure that's what's going on.
I think that Christopher, you know, if I were advising you, you know, as a client of Guest Match or Allen Media Strategies, I would tell you that in your subject line, use the calendar a lot. Make it topical. Right now, I would talk about, you know, holiday travel for 10 cents on the dollar, you know, Thanksgiving travel, you know, New Year's, spend a great New Year's Eve night out for 10 cents on the dollar, or, you know, a romantic, as you get into February, romantic Valentine's getaway for 10 cents on the dollar. So utilize the calendar, and that'll make it a lot more topical to entice people to want to find out more about what it is that you do. You know, the Today Show does travel segments all the time. There are specific travel radio shows on the weekend, and if you do a Google search for travel radio shows, quite often they're looking for guests, too. I think it's a great topic, and just, you know, make sure that there is some credibility there, and in your media pitch, which should be, you know, 2 to 3 paragraphs long at most, you know, highlight some examples of how you did it. You know, if you were able to go to Cabo San Lucas for, you know, $200, then, you know, tell us about that. You give some real life examples of what you did and what some other folks that you've advised, have done. I think the world is your oyster. I think there are some real media opportunities there.
Okay, let's see. Nobody has raised their hand yet. I love it when people raise their hand and come in on the call, but today we're not getting any of that love. So,
that's all right.
Last question that we have online is from Emily in Roswell. She wants to know what to do if her mind goes blank when she's being interviewed.
Hey, Emily, that's a great question. And we just wrapped up a media training event here in Washington, D.C. in October, a Media Mastery Weekend. Brian actually came through this a couple of years ago. And we deal with just that sort of topic. I mentioned doing radio interviews earlier. One of the great things about doing radio phoners, which are the interviews that you do from home on the telephone, is that you can keep a few notes in front of you. Now, I absolutely do not recommend that you read from a script when you do these interviews, but if you're doing a phoner at home, we recommend that you get an index card and put bullet points in a big Sharpie and keep them right there in front of you. What should those bullet points be? Well, your main talking points that you want to get to, certainly your website address in case the host asks for that or in case there's an opportunity for you to work that into the fabric of the conversation, and certainly any other contact information. You know, maybe you're doing a speech in that market. You know, the last thing we always recommend to our clients they write down are the names of the interviewer and the city that they're on. So you can reference that in the conversation. You know, everyone loves to hear the sound of their own name, and so if you happen to be on with, let's say, Bob and Tom in Indianapolis, and you talk about that, you say, oh, hey, it's great to be on in Indy today, Bob and Tom, and thanks for having me on the show, immediately you're going to ingratiate yourself to those folks. Now, if you're on TV, and you don't have an opportunity to have that cue card there in front of you, what we recommend in our media training is that you practice your interview before you ever go, so that your mind doesn't go blank. That, you know, if you wing it, you'll crash and burn. But practice it. Practice it with your husband, with a friend, and go through the paces. You'll know the interviewer's style if you do a little research on them online, watch a little bit of a clip of them on the air, and be prepared for what you're getting into. And then practice, you know, 3, 4, 5 times, so that it's a rote memorization thing. It's like riding a bicycle. And the more of these you do, the better you'll get at it, and eventually you'll be able to sort of roll out of bed and roll into the studio and do it. But practice makes perfect. Go over it and anticipate the questions that are going to be asked, and know your subject matter. And the times that your mind will go blank will be fewer and fewer. And Brian, if I can, I'd like to jump in before we run out of time. I promised that I would share 5 ways to monetize your media exposure.
Sure. We do have 2 people that are standing by with their virtual hands raised. So
all right,
we can get to those first or after you want to go to this next thing.
Let me bang through these 5 ways to monetize very quickly, and then you guys can ask questions about those as well. Because if you do this media exposure, unless you want to just get out there and help, you know, further a cause, most of us would like to see some financial remuneration for doing these interviews. Remember, you're a guest on that media outlet, so you need to very much treat them as such. It's like you're a guest in their home. Be very appreciative for that free media exposure you're achieving. But 5 ways that you can make money from the media exposure. Number one, write a book. You know, have a book available that you'll be able to sell both on your website and through other online storefronts like Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And the price, Brian, to write a book and get one done has gone down dramatically in the last several years with, you know, print-on-demand services and the competitiveness of the publishing industry. So write a book. And people like to learn in different modalities. So we also suggest, as one of those 5 ways, do an audio information product. Pricing has gone way, way down on that, too. You don't have to rent an expensive studio anymore. Many times you can record these in your own home, on your own, computer. So, you know, some people like to read, some people like to listen, some people like to watch. So you can do a video product. And again, much less expensive than they were previously. You don't have to have a 3-camera shoot and an audio tech. Many times you can do these at home with a Logitech camera on your computer. The 4th way you can monetize your media exposure is through speaking engagements. And, you know, some of those will be paid where you'll receive an honorarium. Some of them you may speak for free, but then be allowed to do back-of-room sales where you can sell your audio products, your workbooks, your video products. And the 5th way that you can really monetize this media exposure is make yourself available to do telephone consultations. You know, if you have a unique area of expertise, chances are there's someone listening or watching that would like to find out more about what you do and how you do it, and you could advise them through telephone coaching, or if you happen to be in that market, through in-person consultations. So 5 ways to monetize your media. Write a book, do an audio information product, do a video product, look for speaking opportunities, both paid and non-paid speaking opportunities that you can monetize, and offer yourself up to do consultations. And now let's just dive into those questions from the folks who have raised their virtual hands.
Okay. I don't have names here, but the first call is from Dublin, San Ramon in California. Go ahead and you're on the line. Just tell us your name, and then you can ask a question. Hello? All right, you're on the line. Okay. We'll go on to the next one. This is from Longmont, Colorado.
Good afternoon. My name is Sherry Ruskus, and we have a company, Victory Circles, that we do mastermind forums for women entrepreneurs. And I have done number one. I have written a book, my second book, actually, on this, on the whole mastermind principles. And my question is this, the book will not be finished until January, and would you recommend doing shows now and leading up to it, or waiting until the book is actually finished? I mean, it's finished, but we're going through final edits and all that, so until it's actually published.
Do you have an ability on your website to take advance orders?
Sure. I mean, we can. Sure.
Then, you know, I think that makes all the sense in the world. You could do some media to take advance orders. The, you know, any time between now and the end of the year, more and more media attention is going to turn to holiday kind of stuff. So I'm not sure, that, you know, the topic of your book, if you can think about a holiday tie-in in some way. Otherwise, it'll be more and more difficult the closer you get into Christmas to generate any other media exposure. And in the same way, in that week between Christmas and New Year's, it all becomes about, you know, retrospects, looking back at the year, and then looking ahead to New Year's. January is a great time to release, though, because it's not a very crowded media landscape at that time. There's not a whole lot of big stories that are going on. So if you can take advance orders and come up with a holiday tie-in, then I would say go for it. And you know, the more exposure you get, the better off you are. And it also helps to brand your name as the expert on your subject.
Great. And how do we get involved with Expert Match? I'm just kind of fell into this somehow. I don't know how, but I would love to know more about that too.
Sure. There's a the website is actually GuestMatch. It's GuestMatch.com.
Oh, and, GuestMatch. Okay.
Yep. And you can go on the website and down at the bottom there's a Become a Guest link that'll sort of walk you through. And it's a great opportunity for you to get in and sort of begin marketing yourself at a really, really low cost. And you know, anything additional that you can do on your own above and beyond Guest Match just sort of feeds to the whole thing. If you need help, their phone numbers and email addresses right there on the site.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with your second book.
Thanks.
You bet.
I cut her off just a little bit early. But yeah, for the people that aren't familiar with Guest Match, just real quickly, what it is an online media kit. And in addition to being able to put up your biography and your picture, you can put up other images, things like your book covers, images of your book cover, or really kind of any kind of image that you think would be appropriate for somebody in the media to either learn more about you or something they might want to show or display in an article they're writing that features you or something they might want to show on the screen. But it also allows you to post audio files, videos, you can put up your blog, you can post articles on there, and basically it gives you a place to put everything that somebody in the media would want so that they can learn about you, see what you look like, hear what you sound like, and make a decision whether or not they want to have you as a guest on their show or interview you for an article that they're writing. So it's real easy to do it, and again, it's a $1 trial. Bottom of every page on the site, just go down to the very bottom left corner and click on the option to sign up for, it says Become a Guest on there. So that's how you do it.
And hey, Brian, I do want to jump in for a second and let folks know, yes, there is a 30-day, you know, trial offer, and then it's $299 for the whole year. As opposed to hiring a full-time PR firm, and I, you know, I don't want to tell you that that's a bad thing because we do a lot of that work ourselves. It's just an incredible bargain. You know, a PR firm could be, as I mentioned, $5,000 to $10,000 a month. This is $299 for the whole year. But having said that, the $1 30-day beta test, you know, don't give it 29 days and think, oh, this isn't working. It takes a while for the media to discover you and for things to happen. You know, do plan to stick around and stay in there for a year. At that price, there is no better deal when it comes to PR. And you want to make sure that you give it ample opportunity for media folks to find you.
All right. I'm just looking one more time to see if there are any more questions from anybody. And it appears that we are all – oh, no, we do have some more.
That's
fine. Somebody submitted a question and it said, I have no questions. So.
But we did a really good job.
Gail from Vancouver. We have a couple more minutes here, so we'll get to a couple. Gail from Vancouver wants to know, what is the best way to present herself in the form of an image to give a TV when presenting a – oh, what is, let me read what she wrote. What is the best way to present yourself image when presenting a TV interview? So I guess how do you dress or what do you need to do?
That's a great question, Gail. And you know, sometimes utilizing an image consultant goes a long way to making sure that you dress properly and that you have yourself put together well in terms of TV. We recommend for many of our clients, Brian, who have specific you know, backgrounds and professions that allow you to dress in a certain way, that you do that. You play it to the camera. If you're a doctor, you wear the white lab coat, whether you actually wear one in your practice or not. Sometimes you put the stethoscope around your neck. If you're in the military, then wear the fatigues or the full dress. If you're doing business, then it makes sense, you know, to wear a coat and a tie. If it's a more casual thing, then you want to dress the part there as well. And so, yeah, having your image together is incredibly important for the television piece, and also for the headshots that you supply on Guest Match or on your media, you know, press kit that you put on your website. Make sure that it's a great representation of you. It's better to have no picture at all than to have a really unflattering or bad picture that's not a good representation.
All right. I think that's it for our questions. There's not really anything else on here that I think we haven't covered. But did you have anything that you want to be sure we cover before we wrap it up?
Well, you know, I just, again, wanted to emphasize that we're here to help. This is a free call, and we want to assist you with launching your free media exposure. It's easy to do. There's nothing that I do in this company that's secretive or magic or voodoo. It just requires that you put a little bit of effort into it. And that goes for whether you're a guestmatch.com member or whether you do this completely on your own. You just need to put a little elbow grease into it, and you'll be amazed at the results you can get. Don't think you can't do it. Don't say, I could never be on this show. I could never be on the radio. I could never be on TV. It can be done, and they're looking for fresh faces and fresh voices every day in the media. And we've given you ideas on how to pitch national TV shows, how to get on the radio without ever leaving your home, and also ways to monetize your media exposure. So moving forward, by all means, reach out to us and let us help you achieve that free media exposure that I know you can all get. Our phone number, by the way, for Guest Match, you know, we answer that phone. Don't think that you can't get to us, that we're you know, unreachable. We want to help, and if you have questions after this call, by all means, reach out to us and let us assist you. We're here to be a part of things and to be a part of your success. And our toll-free number is 800-372-8128, and it's available there on the Guest Match website if you're unable to write it down now.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us today. I don't have any more to add to the call. Burke, you can go ahead and wrap it up.
All right, very good. And Brian, thanks for running the call today and doing all the technical stuff. By all means, go out and achieve this free media exposure and hit those home runs if you need assistance from us. That toll-free number again is 800-372-8128. For my buddy Brian Kaplowitz in Texas, I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C., and from the whole gang at Guest Match, Speaker Match, and Allen Media Strategies, have a great day.